During the following 45 minutes, the child shifted his legs 15 times and received a spanking each time. The father was as calm as a lazy porch swing on a Sunday afternoon. There was no hastiness or anger in his response. He did not take the disobedience personally. He had trained many horses and mules and knew the value of patient perseverance. In the end, the 12-month-old submitted his will to his father, sat as he was placed, and became content, even cheerful. He was now ready to quietly sit through 3 hours of the most boring church service a sleeping patriarch ever attended. Some will say, "But I couldn't take it emotionally." Sometimes it is difficult to set aside your feelings for the sake of training your child. It does involve emotional sacrifice. Yet, what is love but giving? When we know it will work to the temporal and eternal good of the child, it is a joy instead of a sacrifice. It is a thrill to see it work to the child's benefit. If you know you are prone to anger or impatience, it will deter you from being aggressive in disciplining your child. You may fear that your discipline is an act of your ego to dominate. You must first deal with your own impurities for the sake of the child. If he doesn't receive consistent and forceful training, he will greatly suffer. Be assured of two things. First, almost every child will have at least one time in his young life when he will rebel against authority and attempt to take hold of the reins, as did the Amish kid. This act of stubbornness is profound, amazing, a wonder that one so young could be so dedicated and persevering in rebellion. It is the kind of determination you would expect to find in a hardened revolutionary facing enemy indoctrination classes. Parents who are trained to expect it and are prepared to persevere will soon be awed at the strength of the small child's will. Second, if you are consistent in training, this attempt at total dominance will come only once in a child's life, usually around 2 years old. If you win the confrontation, the child wins at the game of character development. If you weaken and allow the child to dominate, the child loses everything but his will to dominate. You must persevere for the sake of the child. His will to dominate must be dominated by the rule of law. That's you. Let me warn you of the need to be consistent. The cat that is prevented from coming into the house most of the time, but occasionally breaks through the barrier, will take the occasional success as impetus to always try to get in. However, if he is consistently kept out 100% of the time, he will lose the will to come in, even if the door is left open. You may scream at him, slam the door on his tail, and kick him 60 feet, but if you occasionally allow him to stay in long enough to eat scraps off the floor or sleep on the couch, he will forever risk running the gauntlet to get in. Your abuse, they mistakenly call it discipline where children are involved, may make him sufficiently wary to obey while you remain on guard, but the hairy furball will still bolt through the door when he sees the opportunity. On the other hand, dogs, many times smarter than cats, can be trained either to come in or stay out on command. The key is always consistency. If Rover learns through conditioning, consistent behavior on part of the trainer, that he will never be allowed to violate his master's command, he will always obey. If parents carefully and consistently train up their children, their performance will be superior to that of a well-trained, seeing-eye dog. Negative training. How many times have you observed untrained children in the grocery store arena? A devious little kid sits up in the command seat of the shopping cart, exercising his childhood rights to unlimited self-indulgence. The parent fearfully, but hopefully, steers around the tempting trees of knowledge of good and evil. Too late, The child spies the object of his unbridled lust. The battle is on. The child will either get what he wants or make his parent miserable. Either way, he conquers. Purchased compliance. One father proudly told of how he fearlessly overcame by promising the child ice cream if he would only wait until they left the store. Such compromises will only affirm the child in his commitment to terrorist tactics. You are not gaining control of the child. He is gaining control of you. All children are trained, some carelessly or negligently, and some with varied degrees of forethought. All parental responses are conditioning the child's behavior and are therefore training. Parents who purchase compliance through the promise of reward are turning their child into a racketeer, paying for protection. The child becomes the mafia or union boss, and you take the role of the intimidated businessman. If you are bargaining with a terrorist for one more day's reprieve from anguish, you may then strike a favorable deal. But if you are training up a child, you need to reconsider your methods. Allowing yourself to be intimidated into compromise will turn your child into a psychological bully.